Insight Now has a dedicated live channel on SBS On Demand. That means episodes of Insight play back-to-back non-stop. Go to SBS On Demand, scroll down to the featured live channels, and then select Insight. It's that easy.
You're listening to SBS News.
A second term for South Australia's Labor Party with a significantly increased majority left Premier Peter Malinauskas feeling gratified.
A gratitude to so many people who have provided this government the opportunity to be able to continue to serve, to be able to continue our work of making sure that the momentum in South Australia delivers for the people who deserves it most, and those are the people of South Australia.
He acknowledged One Nation's result, attracting around 21% of the vote.
We're getting a very significant result at the ballot box, which does deserve recognition and credit. And I say to both Ashton and Corey Bernardi, along with leaders of other political parties elected to the Parliament tonight, that my government stands ready to work with each and every one of you for as long as it is in the interests of South Australia.
South Australia's One Nation leader, Corey Bernardi, says voters are turning to his party because they're fed up with promises being made and not delivered.
The difficulties that people have today are the product of decades of uni-party politics, and they keep being told it's going to be fixed after the next election. They don't believe the promises anymore. They don't believe that the funding that's been provided to things is being used effectively.
Liberal leader Ashton Hearn retained her seat of Shubert in the Barossa Valley. She says both the major parties have been put on notice.
It's not just the Liberals who have been sent a message, it's the Labor Party as well, that there is a large cohort of South Australians who are sick to death of the status quo.
One Nation's founder, Pauline Hanson, says what's taken place in South Australia augurs well for the upcoming Farah by-election and the Victorian state election in November.
And I think it's very important to see for Farah, and I also will set a strong team for this, for Victoria. So if you're from Victoria, you're watching this, we're coming to support you down there. Stand candidates.
Greg Dyatt, SBS News.